Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I am so glad you are here because today we are diving into one of the most important and genuinely fascinating topics on your specification, the sustainable management of water resources. Whether you are revising for AQA, EdExcel or another board, this topic is almost guaranteed to come up. And by the end of this episode, you will feel confident, prepared, and ready to pick up every single mark available. So, let us get started. First things first, why does water even need managing? You might think, water falls from the sky, it is in rivers and lakes, so what is the problem? Well, the issue is that water is not always in the right place, at the right time, or in the right quantity. Some areas of the world have far too much water. Think flooding in Bangladesh, while others are desperately short of it, like parts of sub-Saharan Africa or the Middle East. This mismatch between supply and demand is called water insecurity, and it is getting worse. There are several reasons why water resources are under increasing pressure. Population growth means more people need more water every single day. Urbanisation means more water is needed for cities, industry, and infrastructure. Climate change is altering rainfall patterns. Some areas are getting drier, others are experiencing more intense but unpredictable rainfall. And economic development means that as countries industrialise and living standards rise, water consumption per person goes up dramatically. Now, here is a key term you absolutely must know for your exam. Sustainable management. Sustainable management means meeting the water needs of people today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. That definition comes directly from the Brundtland Report of 1987, and examiners love to see it used correctly. Notice the key phrase, future generations. That is what makes something sustainable rather than just efficient or economical. At the local scale, individuals and communities can make a huge difference. Installing water meters encourages households to monitor and reduce their usage. Using water-efficient appliances, low-flow showers, dual-flush toilets, can cut domestic water use significantly. Collecting rainwater in water butts for garden use is a simple but effective local strategy. These are demand-side management strategies. They reduce how much water people use. At the national scale, governments invest in large infrastructure projects. In the United Kingdom, one of the most significant examples is Kielder Water in Northumberland. Completed in 1982, Kielder Water is the largest artificial lake in the United Kingdom by volume, holding approximately 200 billion litres of water. It was built to supply water to the industrial northeast of England. The reservoir transfers water through a network of tunnels and pipelines to where it is needed. This is a supply-side management strategy. It increases the amount of water available. The UK also invests heavily in reducing leakage. Thames Water has committed to reducing leakage by 25% by 2025. While this is not glamorous, fixing leaks is one of the most cost-effective ways to increase effective water supply without building new infrastructure. Now, let us shift our focus to an emerging country, because your specification requires case studies from both a developed and an emerging or developing country. I would like to talk about Jordan. Jordan is ranked as the second most water-scarce nation on Earth. With a population of around 10 million people and rainfall averaging just 111 millimetres per year in Amman, Jordan faces an enormous challenge. One of Jordan's most significant sources is the Dissi Aquifer, a vast underground reservoir of fossil water. A pipeline completed in 2013 delivers around 100 million cubic metres per year to the capital. However, the Dissi Aquifer is non-renewable. Some estimates suggest it could be depleted within 50 years, raising serious questions about long-term sustainability. Jordan has also achieved an impressive 90% wastewater treatment and reuse rate, one of the highest in the world. Rainwater harvesting in rural areas and international aid from organisations like USAID further support Jordan's water security. These examples show that sustainable management looks very different depending on a country's wealth and resources.
Now, one of the most common mistakes candidates make in this topic is failing to consider the different perspectives of stakeholders. A stakeholder is anyone who has an interest in how water resources are managed. Let us think about who they are and what they want. Governments want to ensure water security and support economic growth. They favour large-scale infrastructure like dams and reservoirs. However, they must balance cost, environmental impact, and public opinion. Local communities want access to clean, affordable water. They may oppose large dam projects if those projects flood their land or displace their communities, as happened with the Three Gorges Dam in China, which displaced over 1.2 million people. Environmental organisations argue that water management must protect ecosystems. Over-extraction of groundwater can cause land subsidence. Damming rivers disrupts fish migration. The WWF campaigns for environmental flow requirements, the minimum water that must remain in a river to maintain ecological health. Farmers need reliable irrigation water. Agriculture accounts for approximately 70% of global freshwater withdrawals, making it by far the largest user. Farmers often resist water pricing schemes because these increase their costs. And future generations, who have no voice in current decisions but will bear the consequences of unsustainable choices made today. This is why intergenerational equity is so central to sustainable management. Now, exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Examiners are looking for specific named examples. Do not write about a country without naming it. If asked to evaluate sustainable management in a developed country, write about the UK. Name Kielder Water. Mention Thames Water's leakage reduction targets. Specific knowledge earns marks. Vague generalisations do not. Distinguish between supply-side and demand-side strategies. Supply-side strategies increase water available. Dams, reservoirs, desalination, water transfer schemes. Demand-side strategies reduce water used. Metering, efficient appliances, pricing mechanisms. Examiners credit candidates who explain both and evaluate their effectiveness. Always link strategies back to sustainability. Ask yourself, does this meet current needs without compromising future generations? If the DC aquifer is being depleted, explain the sustainability concerns. This analytical approach separates level 3 and level 4 responses from lower levels. Watch the command word. Describe means give clear features. Explain means give reasons, using because, therefore, as a result. Assess or evaluate means weigh evidence and reach a judgment. Never just describe when asked to evaluate. Right, quick-fire recall quiz. I will ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the definition of sustainable management? Answer: meeting the needs of people today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Question 2. What is the capacity of Kielder Water? Answer: approximately 200 billion litres, the largest artificial lake in the UK by volume. Question 3. Name 2 demand-side water management strategies. Answer: water metering and water-efficient appliances, or rainwater harvesting, or public education campaigns. Question 4. Why is the DC aquifer considered unsustainable? Answer: it is non-renewable fossil water, being extracted far faster than it is replenished. It could be depleted within 50 years. Question 5. What percentage of global freshwater withdrawals does agriculture account for? Answer: approximately 70%. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If you missed some, go back and review before your exam. To summarise, water resources require sustainable management because of growing demand from population growth, urbanisation, climate change and economic development. In the UK, strategies include Kielder Water, water transfer schemes and leakage reduction. In Jordan, strategies include DC aquifer extraction, wastewater reuse, rainwater harvesting and international aid, though some raise sustainability concerns. Different stakeholders have different and sometimes conflicting views. In your exam, always use specific named examples. Distinguish between supply-side and demand-side strategies and link everything back to sustainability. You have got this.
Good luck with your revision, and I will see you in the next episode.